Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeremy Zellner is with us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line this morning, Erie County Democratic Party Chairman and Erie County Democratic Election Commissioner. Jeremy, good morning. Election Day is here. Let's start with the voting that's already underway this morning. How does it look? And is it an indicator of what kind of a day we're in for around here?
Good morning, Susan. Yeah, I think we're coming up with a so-called perfect storm here. We've got a beautiful day ahead of us and a lot of people who want to vote. We've already processed more than 32,000 votes in Erie County since 6 a.m. Our inspectors have been busy and, you know, working really hard already.
Expected to be a busy day at the polling places. Lots of people have already cast their ballot. Can you remind us again of how those votes will come in? Because so much attention is being placed on tonight. When we'll know the results, when the votes will come in, where delays are. We know in Pennsylvania it might take a while. What about here in Erie County?
Well, in New York State, we've changed the laws so that we count and move things a little quicker. So in the past, we haven't started counting the absentees for 10 days after the election. Now we've been processing them, and we'll be starting to count them at 9 o'clock and have them up on our website shortly after 9 p.m. along with our early votes as well. So we've expedited that process so that we've been processing those absentees as we get them so we can move. And tonight we should see the lion's share of the absentees and all of the early votes fairly soon after the polls close.
Jeremy, do you think New York and the election process here could be a model for the country when we're hearing about so many other issues in other states and delays with the ballot count?
You know, we really are. The bipartisan system is the way to go to have each side represented at every step of the way during the voting process, whether it's here at the Board of Elections, whether it's at the polls on Election Day. It really provides for people to feel some security there that both sides are keeping an eye on things.
On the election itself and what Democrats are expecting today, this being a presidential year, how are you expecting that to impact local races?
Well, I think we're going to be very successful tonight, and we will be having our event for the ECDC after 9 p.m., but we're expecting a big day for Democrats in Erie County. Folks have been working awfully hard getting our message out, and I think we're going to have a great night.
In what races are you talking about specifically? Do you think you really have a commanding lead?
Mike Kane is going to be our next district attorney, elected officially tonight, I think. And Monica Wallace has worked awfully hard to get a strong message out that she is the right candidate for the assembly to deliver for that community. I think those are two big races that we're keeping our eye on, as well as Pat Burke. I expect him to continue in the assembly. And I think we're going to make history and send April Baskin to the state Senate. So there's a lot of races happening, and I feel very strongly that, you know, we will probably be able to pull off Kara Biscaglia for family court judge and Jeff Harrington for family court judge. They've been working hard. They've got their message out there. So I'm expecting a big night for us.
That race in particular for Erie County Family Court, a little bit different than what it has been in the past. There's three candidates vying for two spots created by the state, helping to deal with increased caseloads. There's two Democrats, one Republican. Are you worried about a split vote or anything like that? Or is that kind of one of these things that because it's new or it's something a little bit different, you might not know what to expect?
Well, what we were working hard on is to not have what we call ballot drop-off, which is when folks come in and maybe vote for president and nothing else. And we've really put an emphasis on making sure folks go all the way down that ballot. These are important races. We feel very strongly that Judge Harrington and Judge Biscaglia are the far away more qualified folks in that race. But yes, we definitely have a concern when you've got all the way down the ballot, all these races that locally impact people's lives heavily. And we also have the two ballot propositions that we were able to keep all on one side. That's another thing, that both ballot propositions are on the bottom of the ballot. And in the city of Buffalo, we've never had school board races on the November ballot. Those are also on the front. So we were able to keep all that information and all that stuff on the front so folks don't have to flip it over in Erie County.
You know, another race that's gotten some attention, the 147th State Assembly District, which kind of viewed as heavy Republican with David DiPietro looking for re-election. But is that, in your mind, in play tonight?
Well, that's a tough district for any Democrat to be successful in, but Darcy Kramer has really put a positive, strong message out there. If she were able to win, she'd be in the Democratic majority in the Assembly and deliver for the district. So it's going to be a race we're keeping an eye on, but that's a difficult district.
Jeremy, for the first election, this is the first election where state campaign finance money was available to candidates. $1.2 million, we're told. How did that benefit your candidates?
Well, some of them took the match funding and some of them didn't. You know, it's a very cumbersome situation for them to deal with because there's a lot of regulations, a lot of rules that they have to abide by, and it doesn't all just, you know, get dumped into your campaign on day one. You have to show the proof that you did receive the funding, that folks live in the district. It was very tedious for those folks that we worked with that utilized it.
You mentioned the ballot propositions. One of the propositions in Erie County would move the number of votes in the county legislature to extend additions to the county's sales tax from a supermajority to a simple majority. Now, in the past couple of years, this has been used as one of those points where the minority in the legislature has been able to work with, use it as a leverage point, a point of contention here to help get things that the minority, whoever that might be in the legislature, wants to see passed through, and a little bit of face time, if you will. Why should people support this proposition to take away that point of leverage?
Well, because I think folks are tired of politics, and that's all that those two extra seats put into play here. We want continuity of government where we're not going to see road projects stalled or other projects stalled because people want to play political games and hold up their votes. This is not done anywhere else in the state. We're the only state that requires a supermajority to pass the sales tax, which is already in place. So I think it takes politics out of the equation and keeps continuity of government moving forward.
All right. Well, it's been a busy stretch with early voting. And, you know, speaking of the early voting that's over now, what did you make of that? You know, how did it go overall? And what percentage of the vote was in by the time that was over on Sunday?
We think it went well. There were some lines at certain places, but we think we have the most inclusive early voting system in the whole state. We have 38 sites. Once folks start to realize that they can get to any of those sites and vote, they can use any of them, I think it's going to take away some stress on some of those highly trafficked areas. You know, we had days where there were 17,000 votes cast in our county, and there were sites that only had 50, 60, 70, 120 people all day. So when folks realize that, hey, I can go drive right over there, vote, and leave, I don't even have to stay in line, it's going to take the pressure off a bunch of those lines. And you know, this is the fifth year that we've had early voting. It's only the second presidential cycle to have it. And so it's going to take time for people to get used to it.
Well, Jeremy, thanks for the time this morning. Appreciate it. Know it's going to be a busy day. We'll hear from you later on as our election coverage continues. Jeremy Zellner is the Erie County Democratic Party chair, also Erie County Democratic Election Commissioner.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.